Just tell me a little bit about the increase we've been seeing in Kent in the number of incidents where the people caught using their mobile phones has gone up despite an increase in the penalties that people can be given.
Yes, it's quite common when penalties are increased is that you don't necessarily see a reduction in offences because people don't think that they're going to get caught or that they're going to face the penalties. So it takes time for people to understand that the penalties have increased and that the police will be out there and they will stop drivers who they see using a mobile phone.
Why is it so dangerous for drivers to use their mobile phones?
It's dangerous to use a mobile phone when you're driving for a number of reasons. First of all, you're much less aware of what's happening on the road around you. You fail to see road signs. You tend to tailgate other vehicles. Your speed you're driving at is less predictable for other drivers, so they don't know what you're about to do. And it takes longer for drivers on the phone to see that something's happening, to react quickly enough, and it takes them longer to stop. So all of those things means that they're much more likely to crash.
Can it be fatal?
Yes, it can and is fatal. So people are killed because drivers use a mobile phone, which is absolutely horrendous. And it's not just drivers using the phone who get injured and killed. It's other people. It might be pedestrians. It might be a cyclist. It might be somebody in another vehicle. So it is a dangerous activity.
What would the trend, the consistent trend upwards, tell you about law enforcement in the area? Is there going to be enough or less? Or
well, the trend, if the trend is upward in an area, it tells us a number of things. It might be that there needs to be more enforcement. Of course, police have had a lot of reductions, so it may be that they're struggling to get enough officers out there. But it's also a sign of just how ingrained using a mobile phone has become for people. So many people use a mobile phone almost no matter what, and they don't really consider that it's dangerous. And that's the message that we really need to get across. Well, a number of things that need to be done, Rosper would say. One is to expand the law. So it's, at the moment, the law mainly focuses on using a handheld mobile phone. But using a hands-free kit is just as dangerous because the main problems caused by mobile phones is the mental distraction rather than the physical distraction of holding the phone. So we need the law to be expanded to include hands-free kits. We need employers to also play their role in this. So many people, when they're driving, are doing so for work, and very often employers will expect to be able to contact their member of staff even if they're driving. So we need employers to make sure that when their staff are driving for work, they don't use their mobile phone.